Hi, Monk Podcast listeners. Rudyard Griffiths here, your moderator. The following is a sample of the Monk Members Only podcast. To access the full-length episode, consider becoming a Monk member. Membership is free. Simply log on to monkdebates.com/membership to register. Once you're enrolled, in a few simple clicks, you can visit your profile page for your membership on our website to find a link to listen to full-length editions of the Monk Members podcast. For those of you who are already Monk members, simply visit your profile on our website. That's your membership profile. And again, you'll see a link that you can click on to access all the full-length editions of the Monk Members podcast. Thanks for listening. Hi, Monk members. Welcome to this, the Monk Debates Members Only podcast, a regular program where we dig into the big issues and ideas in the news each week with our partner, our friend, our guest of the Monk Debates, Janice Gross-Stein. She's a renowned professor of international relations, the founding director of the Monk School of Global Affairs. Janice, always great to have you in communication with our Monk membership.
It's such a pleasure for me, Rudyard, and what a week since we spoke last.
Indeed. And again, just to thank our members for all the great feedback on the inaugural Monk Members podcast last week. Janice and I are going to continue to do what we did with that first program, which is to give you a little bit of debate, hopefully some original analysis and insight on the week's events. And Janice, I think we have to start this week, our first topic, the impeachment of Donald Trump. And, you know, is this really in the interest of the United States, of its political culture, of its democracy? Is this what America should be doing now? Or, Janice, is this potentially a fumble, a mistake, an impulse to kind of pursue the politics of revenge at a moment when America should be turning the page on the Trump era? What's your take?
This is a really tough one because there's no doubt the United States is in the middle of an emergency, frankly, a national emergency, given the level of deaths and the number of cases and the overwhelmed states that are trying to deal with this. So normally you would duck this ball, you would not engage. However, we are getting horrific pictures and interviews, Rudyard, coming out of what happened last week. The confrontation was far more violent than we at first thought. Capitol Police were targets. Many felt their lives were at risk. It was a matter of minutes, frankly, as they fought to hold the line. And behind them, other police moved congresspeople and senators into tunnels. This was a violent crowd, really shocking and a near miss. It is almost impossible politically, given the experiences that many of these people had. They were locked down, cowering under chairs, scared to death, frankly, that they would be overwhelmed. Politically impossible to stop the Congress from moving to impeach.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about whether this is in the interest. I mean, I get it. I understand when, you know, someone breaks into your house, it gets personal. And that's why these legislators, including some Republicans, interestingly, joining to support Democrats' calls for a second impeachment. But what I wonder, Janice, what I worry about is, you know, the Biden presidency has that first 100 days, that magical kind of honeymoon period to push through a legislative agenda. And instead of having 100 days of new policies and new programs and new direction, we're going to have weeks, and I think it will take weeks, of Donald Trump holding on, making, you know, wild arguments, wild claims, commanding the political attention, the media attention that only he can command. I just see this as a tactical error, a huge tactical error on the part of the Democrats and the Biden administration to pursue at this time. Am I wrong?
No, you're not completely wrong, but you're not right either in the sense that this will sidetrack the new Congress. It will deflect attention from the new president's agenda. One of the ways they might deal with this, and this is under discussion, Rudyard, is to delay moving the article of impeachment forward until all the nominees of the Biden administration are confirmed. That's a possibility as well, because they're concerned. There's no question. Even Mitch McConnell, who I think secretly supports this because this is a way to rid the Republican Party of Donald Trump, and he doesn't have to wear it. He is so skillful. Is open to a negotiation on how this all gets managed. But what? Let's take it up a level and grapple with your question. Is this in the interests of the United States? Do you allow a president who engages in this kind of behavior, very close to a legal definition of incitement, do you allow him to walk away with impunity? Do you, in fact, legitimate a president tacitly supporting an insurrection against his own state and his own government? What message does that send forward about a rule of law and a republic? Okay.
You know, I take that point. I guess I see, though, a path here for Trump and the Trump movement to use the impeachment debate as a kind of a martyrdom. Of this president, of his ideas. This is going to drive a wedge into the American body politic that will last a generation. And I think for the short-term gain, for the, you know, the nod to virtue, to the better angels of our nature, the U.S. is going to create a situation where there will be millions of Trump voters who will feel that whatever. It's a parallel universe, Janice. We know this. They will feel that this was concocted. It was set up to ensure that he could never run for federal office again, because if you are impeached, you are denied the opportunity to hold any federal office. And this will become another millstone around the neck of political grievance that is dragging the United States into the risk of some period of secular decline.
I think that grievance, those parallel universes that you're describing, Richard, they're there already. Impeachment doesn't really deepen it. They're there already because those millions of Trump supporters believe the election was stolen. They believe that voting was fraudulent. They believe that Congress people covered that up. They believe this president was legitimately denied a second term. Whether he's impeached or not, that doesn't go to the heart of what is enraging these people. So
but remember, those issues that you just itemized, which are important and are part of that grievance amongst the Trump wing of the American electorate, those are in the past. What impeachment does is it sets up a grievance in the future. It sets up a reality that he cannot run for re-election in 2024. It decapitates their political movement. And it looks like, I mean, I'm not going to put on a tinfoil hat here, but if I'm one of, a Trump loyalist supporter in Texas or Arkansas or wherever you pick your red state, it looks like the elites have once again rigged the system to create an outcome that is in their direct interest, to perpetuate that elite-driven, bi-coastal, cabal that organizes America around its interests, which are antithetical to those of the Trump voter.
Again, if we think about what 2024 will look like, because that's really what you're talking about, I have to say, given that maniacal performance in Washington last week by this president, and it was maniacal, he was disconnected from the consequences of what he was doing. This was a more violent attack on Washington since we and the Brits burned Washington down in 1812. I mean, let's understand the magnitude of this. I think it is in the interests of the Republic that the individual who did this not run for office. But let's talk about the millions and millions of Trump loyalists, those people who believe the system was rigged, and they believe that because he told them over and over this election was stolen. They're absolutely convinced, and nothing is going to change their mind. There are others, inheritors of the Trump tradition here, who are going to pick up that mantle and charge with it over the next 4 years. So the Trumpists, the Trump movement is not gone, regardless of what happens to Donald Trump. Whether it's Donald Trump Jr., whether it's Ted Cruz, there's a number of people who are going to organize this group. And I think one really interesting possibility to watch here, I think the Republican Party is going to be riven with conflict. Whether it survives as a single party, I think that's up for grabs. So the Trumpists are here. They are with us for 4 years, even if this man never runs for public office again.
Good point. I just want to remind our Monk members, we had a terrific one-on-one debate podcast this week. David Frum, author, Trump critic, debating 2016 Trump advisor Stephen Moore. The resolution, be it resolved, the survival of the Republican Party requires a clear break, irrevocable break from Trump and Trumpism. You can get that debate on our website and on our podcast feed. Thanks for listening to this sample of the Monk Members Podcast. To access the rest of this episode and to become a regular subscriber of the full-length editions of the Monk Member Pod, consider joining our community at monkdebates.com/membership. Again, that URL, monkdebates.com/membership. Membership is free, and for those of you who are already members, thank you for being part of our community and supporting civil and substantive public debate.